Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Astral Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Ethan, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners back to Astral Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, yesterday I was talking about different divination devices and how to use different things to connect with the source energy. And one of the devices I was talking about was the pendulum, and how the pendulum can pick up yes and no questions. It can also pick up other things such as visions, and also you can use it in astrology to answer questions. Also, it comes with charts on astrology charts, and it also you can swing it back and forth, and also check for energy levels too. Either if it's the energy is high or low, you can check it with pendulums also. So there's different things you can do with the pendulum, and I'm kind of getting goes all the way back to the time of the pirates, because that's how they would know what direction to go, almost like a compass. What do you feel from that, Roy?
Well, we know that, a lot of different tools, can be used. And we know that, the pendulum, goes way back. And main thing, is it opening up, different, dimensions or how would you explain that, Agent?
Well, I think it's tapping into the source energy, and also tapping into another dimension, picking up on energy. And it's interesting, because I went to the Golden Braid and I noticed that the pendulums were moving by themselves. I was looking in the case and it was swinging back and forth by itself. So I'm kind of getting that it has its own spirit, the pendulum does. Every pendulum has its own spirit, and when you pick out a wand or you pick out a pendulum, you're supposed to pick them out first to make sure they resonate with you, and if they do connect with your energy, because they got their own spirits and their own energy. So wherever spirits that you're working with, they're also going to help you to receive answers also. It's the same thing with Ouija boards, or angel boards, or whatever you connect with. And I think every divination device has to connect with people differently on how they receive their answers. Also, same thing goes with tarot cards and runes. Runes are a little bit more, I think they go a little more depth if you can understand the Greek mythology and the Celtic. If you're really into the Celtic, you'll learn more about the ruins. And the ruins go a little bit more deeper, because it goes into the inner self instead of the outer self. So you'll get more answers that way. With the tarot cards, sometimes people will project things, what they want you to see, or they might project things of their fears, or it's like a mirror, and that's why I say projection, because the mirror projects energy. So that's kind of how the tarot works, because they're putting their energy and their thoughts into the tarot.
That's interesting. We even learned about the shadow cards, and what those do is they help to balance, the left and right brain, and and draw out information, you know, from, you know, each person that, you know, draws them cards. You know, what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think that it all depends on how you use them and what the interpreter sees and how they perceive it and what they're projecting. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people are going to be accurate if they really trust themselves on what devices that they're using. If they don't resonate with the cards and you hesitate, then that means those cards are not meant for you. So, you know, it's hard to tell a reader that those cards are not meant for them because they're struggling with them. So they need to find a deck that they can use that energy and work with those with that deck. So a lot of times it's not just the person. Sometimes it can be the deck too that they don't resonate with.
So would you say these different tools are different vibrations? And you know, if you're not ready for that, you know, that energy, that it's not going to resonate with you, you know.
Yeah, I think it goes along with crystals, too. They vibrate at different frequencies. And your energy has to vibrate with it, and it has to, you have to spend hours in meditation to connect with that tool. The same thing, like I say, with runes. And when you start connecting with them, then you'll get more of a clearer vision or a clear answer of what you want to ask.
Would you say that if you're not ready for that vibration, that it can affect you? It could even draw on your energy or even make you nauseous or even sick?
I would say yes, because, you know, maybe you weren't ready for that, or maybe you're not prepared, or you don't trust yourself, and your guides are trying to get you to trust yourself, so they're going to push you a little harder. So it just kind of depends on who you resonate with. Like, I was using the board, and one of the ascended masters came through, one of the Celtic gods came through, and the name was called. And when he came, and I started getting dizzy and lightheaded, I felt like I wanted to pass out. So if you're not ready for that energy, for that blow, then don't call on them and don't work with them, you know, until you are ready at that level. That's just me.
You know, and that's interesting because, you know, the last time we were down to, you know, Sedona, Arizona, remember, we walked into that shop and then even made it real lightheaded, you know, where
mm-hmm.
we had to, you know, step out of that shop.
And see, when Reed took it on upon him, when he took the energy from the board from that Celtic god, took on his energy that he left with me, he about passed out at the Golden Braid.
Wow.
So, like I say, if you're not ready for that energy, then don't call on these Celtic gods, because some of them are good and some of them are bad, and some of them are neutral. So it just depends on what god you're working with or ascended master.
That's amazing. But, you know, we do know that, you know, they're powerful, and these tools are not something to be played with. You know, we have to have respect, you know, for these tools and whatever energies that we're using, and that, you know, they will, you know, give you the information or even messages, you know, that are coming through, you know, through these divination tools. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
And I also think that the reason why a lot of these other readers that use runes or pendulums or boards. They've been doing it for a long time, so they know how to connect without any repercussions. And you got to also learn how to really protect yourself when you're using any kind of divination. And putting up a barrier between you and the other person, that's really hard while you're giving someone a reading. And it's not just that, but people have a hard time visualizing too. That's another thing that people need to work on when in meditation is visualization.
And what's a good way to, you know, for people to practice so that they can learn how to visualize?
Well, you know, as hypnotists, we know that learning how to relax, learning how to focus, being in the present. When you're in the present, you're in the present of, you know, of the divine energy, source energy. And we've all come from that same source. So when you're connected to that in the present in that divine source, then you won't have no repercussions. But any time when you're out of that center line, then that's when you're going to feel the blow if you're not ready.
That's true. A lot of it is being grounded, you know, and keeping ourselves
focus.
In, you know, focus and in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because once, you know, like you say, once you're out of that center line, you're out of balance.
Yeah, you can easily be knocked over.
I mean, you know, it's similar to, you know, martial arts. You know, they have to be, you know, more focused, more in balance, more in alignment, you know.
Well, if you think about it, even if you use a ham radio, you're going to pick up on static unless you get to a higher place, so when you set up your antenna, you're going to get a much higher frequency.
Yeah.
So it also depends on, you know, it also depends on not just the area, but also, you know, what frequencies are you picking up? Because that's what we are, we're like antennas, you know.
That's true. Main thing is to, you know, keep ourselves focused and in balance and, you know, and allowing ourselves to be in a higher vibration so that we can receive, you know, these messages that are coming through.
That's true. Very true. Well, we got some callers.
Okay, let's go ahead and...
Let's go with the caller from the 610 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
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 Hello, thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tony. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
And how can we help you tonight?
I wanted to ask a question. About someone that I had a relationship with 10 years ago. You know, this person, I recently made contact about a year and a half ago. You know, by email, and they're still on my list. It was, you know, the situation goes that it was this person that, you know, ended the relationship, and it did hurt me, you know, very, very much. But, you know, I just can't get this person out of my mind, and after all these years, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up, you know, as far as all that. They did want to remain friends and in contact, by the way, so...
Adrian, what are you getting?
What's that?
I'm just asking Adrian if he's getting any messages right now.
You just want to know if somebody's going to make contact with you from your past, or?
Well, they did in a way, but I haven't heard back, and I haven't, you know, made another attempt to send an email or anything. I see them on Facebook, but, you know,
Well, from what I see in the cards, it says something about an old friend returning back from your past.
Okay.
So I'm kind of getting that as a yes, and that this person will come back from your past.
Okay.
I was just wondering, like, what caused your distance, but, you know, what was your distance between this person?
Well, they were, it was a female, by the way, I hope I can say it out in the air. She just, you know, was totally involved in me, and then it was kind of a long-distance relationship, and the second time she came back, she was just very acting strange, and, you know, she met someone else. And this happened in the year 2000. And I was devastated, and they tried to, by all means, to, you know, keep in touch, and she wanted my forgiveness and couldn't imagine not knowing about me, part of her life. But, you know, I was devastated, and I still am. It's a very painful part. What everything would happen, because I've never loved someone that I, the way I do for her. And
So you felt a strong connection with this person?
I still do. Yes, I do.
And do you have dreams of this person?
I mean, I think a lot about them. It's like in everything I do, I know I read. I turn around and it's like they're there, but they're not there.
Well, you know, everything is timing, and I think that from what the cards are showing, that this person is going to be returning, from what I see from the 11 of Wands, this person is going to be returning very swiftly and very fast. Like, I see this happening very quickly. I'm also getting the Three of Pentacles, saying this will be an unexpected visit, and also some money that will come with it. But
from
talking
what?
About added revenue coming to help you, and I don't know if this is a relation to do with her, but it's saying something unexpected happening here. So you probably won't expect it, but it will happen, and it's going to happen fast.
Were you picking up a time frame for that?
I'm getting at the end of this month.
So I'm going to be hearing back from her? Is that what it is? Or
yeah.
Just gonna, hearing back for her as far as what?
You'll be hearing back to this. This has to do with relationship because it is the 11 of Wands. Also has to do with business relation, and also having to do with money, something to do with money because we got the Three of Pentacles. So it is saying something about, you know, revenue means money, and unexpected means it will happen unexpectedly.
Okay.
But it's going to happen very quickly. Now, this was an end of a courtship that you've had with her, right?
I mean, we were, you know, we were involved, you know, but the thing is that...
Yeah, you were a couple, right?
Yeah, she lives in another... She lives in Europe, and I'm in the U.S. So, even when the first time I was supposed to go to her country to visit, but... I didn't. She's like, you know what, you have an apartment, and I live with my parents, and I just can't wait till the summertime. I need to see you in April. But she came to me, basically, you know, once, and then almost about 2-3 weeks she was in Maine, and the second time she came back that same year in, I think it was, yeah, in August, but it was to end the relationship.
Well, you know, you're your own co-creator, and if you want to see her again, then you shall see her again.
But this time
you need to, you know, put out to the universe that things will be different from the past, so that your past don't keep haunting you and repeating.
I mean, do you think she still thinks about me?
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know, she's coming, you're drawing her back into your life, so, you know, when you think about her, you know that she's thinking about you. So, you know, that's your connection, because, you know, you create like a cord when you're with people. When you involve yourself with people, you create a cord. And if you cut that cord, then you're no longer connected. But since you are connected, then you'll draw her back into your life. It may take some time, but you will draw her back in.
Originally, I mean, I had to pull for her to move here, but then she's like, you know, I'm like, you know what? I've moved before. So I was willing to move to her country. And then she realized, you know, how much she meant to me at the time. But she's like, no, I can't let you do that. You know, I. So I'm like, what's up with all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I recently also found out that her father passed away. Just, you know, I opened through Facebook messages and whatnot. So I believe her father passed away, it was early this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But do you think she'll be willing to leave her country to come here? Or she lives in Italy?
She probably will, yeah.
Well, what's going to prompt that? I mean, is she not with someone? I mean, are you picking up anything? Or was she in a relationship when you ended, or...?
No, she's not in a relationship right now. She's making a lot of friends, but I don't feel anything relationship related.
Right. I mean, I've always felt like, you know, she was never totally honest with me. I mean, that's what I was picking up from the start, you know. But I always was with her. I always was very honest.
She might be honest with some things, but not everything, you know. And you can't always be 100% honest anyways. I mean, there might be some things that she didn't want to tell you and things that she wanted to keep to herself, and then there were some things that she wanted to tell you. So,
right.
You know,
right.
But that just doesn't change... That still doesn't change who she is, you know.
I understand, but, you know, at this point, I never really knew if she did love me or did not, you know. From what she said originally, you know, I was the feeling that I got that she did. She said she'd never met anyone that treated her that way, and that, you know, she couldn't imagine her life without me and all these things, and then. Well, then when she went back the first time, it's like, wow, you know, she was involved in a circle of people, and I guess from there she met someone.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't think their relationship lasted at least, not, what, 12 years or, what, 13 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a question. From looking at my cards, I'm getting that... You say that is he from Italy, you say?
Yes.
And did she talk much about her family?
When she came here, yeah, she did. She did mention a few things. You know, she kind of used to bump heads with her mother and those other things I just to remember.
And because I'm getting, you know, that a lot of her money came from, you know, from her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that somehow they had some kind of tie with the mafia.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I know her parents were retired at the time. Oh.
Does she, does a lot of her family, did they originate in Italy?
I don't know, her mom was from there with her dad, but they were retired, you know, and I mean, they weren't that wealthy because she was driving a, you know, not a new car, but I think she lived comfortably, you know, I mean, they were not, like, super rich.
Mm-hmm. Did she not want you to go there, or she did want you to go to Europe?
Well, the thing is, even after she came and it ended, she insisted that I go there for the vacation, as we had planned. But as you understand, I was heartbroken, and she said some things that I'd never imagined someone would say. Like, she said if I met the person she was with, that I would like her. And I'm like, how can you even say that? Don't you understand how much you're hurting me? And I'm saying to myself, but I made her believe that I was going to go, and but she kept insisting, you know, why don't you come? I'll be a personal tour guide and this and that. But as you understand, it would have never been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the end of that year, I did go, but not to see her. You know, I had just a friend, and, you know, my friend showed me around. And then I went to her hometown, which was Genova. But I just wanted to see what she was talking about, see our town. But I never made an attempt to call her while I was there, and or go to her house or anything. You know, I just went to her town and just sat there, you know, overlooking the ocean and the town, and I stayed there for, you know, a few hours, and then I left.
So mainly, did you do it out of curiosity?
No, I mean, I had met this friend I was chatting with online, and I told her I had this trip planned, but after what happened, and I didn't want to go. And she's like, well, why don't you come? You know, you could meet my mother, and then I could get my place. And I'm like, okay. And then I went.
Because I'm saying that, you know, this, you're going to overcome, you know, whatever difficulties that you've been, you know, faced with, you know, in your past. That you have the hidden strength, you know, to overcome this. As long as you keep focusing on the positive.
Right.
The main thing is what my guides are telling me, you know, to make sure, you know, this is what you want.
I mean, I do want so, but I just,
because,
you know. Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of things that you don't know about her.
Things like what?
Now, a lot of it has to do with, again, you know, about her past and her family.
Because I know she always told me something that I found very curious. She told me that she used to see a psychologist, or I don't know if it was a shrink, but she used to get these dark moments. And I would make her face things, and she told me that she used to talk with her therapist about me and how good I made her feel, and that she was happy, very happy, and all those things. And I always try to understand what those dark moments were and try to help her. And when she came back the second time, she told me that the only thing she collects were broken hearts, you know? So, whatever that meant at the time.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about that?
Well, I was puzzled when she told me that. But I was, you know, just wondered.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that there's still some, you know, some things that haven't been cleared.
Mm-hmm.
That there's still, you know, some doubt.
on her behalf?
Well, not only hers, but yours also.
Right,
on your
right.
Side.
Right. So what you're saying is that you saw her contacted me within a month and she was going to move to the U.S.?
Adrian, are you getting that she's going to come and see her?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am. I'm gathering that she's coming to you. And it'll probably be almost at the end of this month.
Hmm. And why is that? Do you think she would be interested in seeing me?
She's still indecisive. She wants to see you really bad, though, but she's still indecisive. Because she's afraid of letting go what she has.
Letting go what?
Of her situation, her living situation, her lifestyle.
Her what? Oh, her lifestyle. What lifestyle is that? Like her day-to-day or?
Well, where she lives and her environment and whatever's going on in her life, she wants to hold on to it. She's indecisive, but
right.
In the end, I see her making the move.
Right. The only thing is that I'm sort of with someone. I mean, we have a common life, but there's nothing more than that.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Well, a lot of people can give you a lot of false promises, you know.
Right, right.
They can give you the world, but... And the bottom line is will they really do it or not?
Exactly.
You want to stay with the people who are more committed to you, that you know that you can rely on them to always be there for you and always be there, and you can go there at any time you want and know that they're there. You don't have
right.
to worry about if they're going to